It's November 17th, isn't it? I think. Let's see. Yep. November 17th, 2022. This is my second video for today. 12:13 hours. Ward Green here. I wanted to show this while I'm unboxing the rest of this foam. I just cut this box in the corners with a very with the end of the sharp knife, so it wouldn't cut the foam because it couldn't reach far enough when I'm cutting at the corner here. There's that distance. It's that much clearance. So the short blade of the knife can't reach the foam and damage the foam. So I was cutting it at the corners for that reason. And, well, you can see if you look at it this way, you have that much room at the corner. You have that much space for the knife to penetrate. So you use a short knife that can't go any deeper than the safe distance there. So now let's get this out of the box and open this foam up for the first time. I can feel it. It feels pretty dense, this foam. It's a very heavy kind of foam, which is what I think is the best, probably, for most purposes. It's the most useful kind of foam for many purposes, anyway. Many purposes. So it just unwraps this. I think the way it was wrapped up was intended to be was done in this way, so you could just unroll the cellophane, so there's no real, challenge, or it's not tied. It's just rolled up with cellophane and then put in the box. So this way, you can just unroll it, and it should spring out when we're unwrapped here. The foam should finally take its normal shape. So I'm thinking. There it is. Look at that. This is 6-inch foam. Look at it rising. See this rising to the 6-inch? It's amazing. It's being restored to its actual shape. Whether it's 6 inches, I'll measure shortly. This is the wrap that it was in. Stand it up. The floor is clean enough. It's the kitchen floor. Clean enough to do this. And I'm going to get the measure. I could use a ruler, or I don't want to use anything sharp. I got that ruler. I think this ruler. This is a nice ruler. For the purpose of demonstration, it's a beautiful ruler because it's 24 inches long, this ruler. It's nice. Okay, so it's a great ruler. But look at this, it's not, this foam is not expanded here. It's not 6 inches here. Not anywhere close. It's 6 inches, it's not, it's 4 inches here. That is odd. That's never going to open. That's never going to be 6 inches. It's never going to be 6 inches in the place. What do you expect, eh? If you try and get the bargain price, I don't think that's ever going to open up. It's never going to be 6 inches. That's 2 inches, 2.5, 2.25 at the corner. Down in the middle here, it's five inches and a quarter. That's just probably that's what the normal standard might be for 6 inches in foam. It might be 5.25. I don't know. But it's not 6 inches. Still, maybe this is 6 inches. Yeah, it's just compressed. Maybe I can uncompress it right here, like by pulling it. Just gently. I think so. I think this will actually, it will come back. See that? Look at that. It does come back. It's not permanently damaged in any way. It's just compressed. to an extreme degree there. Isn't that something? So this is now, not now that it was 2 inches now it's four. More than 4 inches now. So I think it will expand to somewhere close to 6 inches, you know, or whatever the normal proper width is. It'll probably reach that. Look at this end. Let me see this end. That's about 4¾ at that end. So it's just not, that's not bad. I mean, that's still, you know, you buy a piece like this, but you can make a chair cushion out of this. You know, and then it's fairly uniform in thickness here down the height of it. It's you know, there it's getting close to 5⅜ now. I have a feeling that might expand to 6 inches eventually. We leave it like out of its, like this, out of its wrapper for long enough. That's all I wanted to show there. That's what we've got. So, that's the unboxing part. But we, you know, that's the real. That's the final part of the unboxing. And you see, I don't know if you can see this. See this here on this curtain, right here. This spot on the curtain here, it's wet. Like it's got, I spilled oil or something on it. Apparently, I can't remember when that happened, but it's sort of, it's not sticky, it's just, it's not water, because it never dries, so it must be some kind of oil, and I don't think I can take the curtain down. I can wash it right here. I don't think I can take it down, because I don't know. Well, I can take it down if I take all the curtain down. That's for sure. I can take it down. I guess I'll have to. But I might not have to do it right now, because it's not causing any problem. It just doesn't look nice having that stain there. But, you know, there's other stains. The curtains behind me are stained too, so it's just, that stain is from the wood stain on the top of the cupboard doors or something, or the top of the doors around which it was wrapped. When I had that curtain tucked up out of the way, it got some stain on it, and that now it's, oh, maybe, yeah, so that needs, it's got stain everywhere. It's just an old sheet that I'm using as a curtain. So it could use laundering as well. Yeah, but, you know, I just haven't got around to that. I should have some darker curtain, a darker piece of cloth for that, so it doesn't look as stained as easily. It doesn't get stained so easily. Look at this. It looks like it's opening up. I really think this is getting to be a better. Oh, yeah. That's looking good. It's got all, you know, it just about has its full width. I doubt that it's uneven in its actual width. I doubt that it's got an uneven width to it. I doubt that very much. I think it's probably capable of expanding to its full. It's close. Anyway, it's close enough. You know, it's good enough. Like, it'll, you can make chair cushions out of it or whatever you want. It's, let me see. You know, it's got, I didn't measure the other dimension. Let's measure the other dimension. That's what I want to measure, yeah. I did a gigantic laundry the other day. So, I can do another laundry that's slightly bigger to clean up some of these curtains. Look, that's more than 24. It's more than 2 feet wide. That's fantastic. I just scratched it. I just got the tape measure hooked onto it, but it doesn't have any damage that I can see. It's almost 25 inches. It's 25 inches. That's going to end up being 25 inches in height. And then in this direction, it's going to be, it's going to be a lot more than 6 feet long, too. Like, I can see that. Because it's curved. And even in this curved shape, it's... which is not the final shape. It's, let me straighten it. I'm going to measure this. It's going to be more than 72. I can tell you. Well, maybe not. It's 71 and a half already, and it's still not straight. So, it'll be at least 72. Let me get this against the fridge and then measure it this way. So I can... well, that's only... it's only 71 like that. I guess it's going to be close to 72. It'll be... I can't show you that all that easily. What I can do, though, is lay it on the floor. I think that's what I have to do. I have to lay it down on the floor and not damage my olive oil, which is glass. Glass bottle that could break. Let me hook that on. Jehovah, help me here. It's 72-ish. Let's do it at the corner, because I think it's not hooking on. Why? Because it's curved. I'm going to turn it up so it's because it's curved at the end. So if I push it down at the end, if I could push it down at the end, it would hook on, right? It just doesn't hook on. So let me hook it on this end. But let me, Jehovah, help me. Don't let me damage this thing. Okay, that was dangerous. Hold on to it. Yeah, it hooks on. Then I could just lay that there. Oh, it's like 72 and a half. That's what I'm getting. See, it's 72 and a half inches, I think. We're close to it. 72... yeah, I think so. It might be longer when it's fully expanded, but because it's now 72 and a half. 72 and a half inches, which is what it's supposed to be. So, but it's a little longer. So that's good. That's really excellent. So let's pick it up. Get it off the floor. I think most of this is just cardboard bits from the box. Oh, it's got static electricity. Anyway, that's it. It's a piece of foam, fairly high density foam. So it's going to be very nice to have for making any kind of cushion, for pillows. If I need it, if I need to make any kind of custom pillows, or use it for the bottom of a frost heave wall or frost heaving door to protect against frost heaving, which is why I bought it. Actually, that was my motivation for buying it. But you know, usually, or I find my designs are changing by the minute, so I can't always adhere to my original plan. But this has been Ward Green, November 17th, 2022, 12:27 hours. Bye for now.